be. Don't try to change reality. Oh, I'm not saying you won't do something later on. But first of all, let's make sure that you're at peace. Let's make sure that you're awake. Let's make sure that you're not acting, going out in social work from your illusions. Let's make sure that you're real. Now, we may change things or we may not, but what you have to understand is that the negative feeling is in you, not in the events. No event justifies a negative feeling, period. Get that one. There is no situation in the world that justifies a negative feeling. That's what all our mystics have been crying themselves hoarse to tell us, but nobody hears. The negative feeling is in you. The Bhagavad Gita, the sacred book of the Hindus, Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, marvelous sentence, plunge into the heat of battle and keep your heart at the lotus feet of the Lord. Keep your heart at peace at the lotus feet of the Lord. Plunge into the heat of battle. Because as some of you probably know, the book is set on a battleground. Extraordinary symbolism there. Do I run away from the battle? Do I fight my relatives? Go right ahead. Do your duty, but your heart is unaffected. The eye is unaffected. So, the negative feeling is in you. Understand that. Put the focus where it belongs. Stop blaming other people. There are people in your situation who would not react negatively. How about that now? You know, you'll notice a funny thing happening to you. You'll think you're really going crazy because you know what you're going to be doing after a while? Seeking out the company of people whom you avoided before because they created negative feelings in you. You're going to be saying, let's see if he creates a negative feeling in me now. He doesn't. He doesn't. That's the kind of thing you're going to be doing. You're going to go out into the lanes, the bylanes, the hedges and bring in the lame and the crippled and the blind and the dumb. You're bringing them all in. Bring them all in. There's room for everybody. Remember that sentence I said to you yesterday? To include the excluded. To return love for hate. Easiest thing in the world. If you understand that the negative feeling is in you. Third step. Don't ever identify with that feeling. That feeling isn't you. There's nothing to do with you. It's the result of your conditioning. It's humiliating to realize, perhaps, that you were trained to react that way. You were trained to react that way, for heaven's sake. All right, that'll do. Let's take a 20-minute break. That was a 4-point program, wasn't it? And I gave you only 3. I can see you're quite eager to get the 4th point. All right, so remember we said point 1, identify the negative feeling. If you would drop it, you would be happy. You don't even need to drop it to be happy. Happiness is your state of being. You don't have to do anything to acquire happiness. The great Meister Eckhart said, very beautifully, God is not attained by a process of addition to anything in the soul, but by a process of subtraction. You don't do anything to be free. You drop something, then you're free. Reminded of the Irish prisoner who dug a tunnel under the prison, managed to escape. He comes out right in the middle of a school playground with these little children playing. And of course, when he emerges from the tunnel, he couldn't restrain himself anymore. He began to jump up and down and said, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. And there was a little girl there who looks at him scornfully and she says, "That's nothing, I'm four." So you drop something. You drop your prison cage and you're free. You don't do anything. You drop your illusions and you're awake. You drop your attachments and you are love. You are sensitive. You are conscious. You're in touch with all of life. You drop your misconceptions, your negativities, and you have happiness. The other thing that you acquire isn't happiness at all. Those are thrills. That's your drug. And I'm sure it has occurred to some of you to think, wouldn't it be a dull life with no cravings and no thrills? Wouldn't that be dull? That's right, the addict always feels that life would be dull without the drug. When you taste it, you'll understand. So, step number one, get in touch with those negative feelings. Identify them. Step two, understand that those feelings are in you, in the me, not in the external world, not in other people. Step three, never identify the I with those feelings. Feelings come and go. Just as I am not my thoughts, I am not my body cells, I am not my clothes, I am not my name, I am not my profession, I am not these feelings, I am not depressed. Depression exists right now, there within me. I observe it, I watch it, and let it be. Stop trying to fix it. Let it be. It's all right. Someday you will understand it. And that's the fourth point. How about change? How about changing things? How about changing ourselves? Now there are many things you have to understand here. Or basically just one thing. But could be expressed in many ways. Imagine a patient goes to a doctor and tells the doctor what he is suffering from. And the doctor says, "Very well, I've understood your symptoms. You know what I'll do? I'll prescribe a medicine for your neighbor." And the patient replies, "Thank you very much, doctor. That makes me feel much better." Isn't that absurd? Isn't that absurd? That's what we're all doing. Repeatedly, people are doing this. The sleeper always feels that he'll feel much better if somebody else changes. You're suffering because you're asleep. And you think how wonderful life would be if somebody else changed. How wonderful life would be if my neighbor changed, my wife changed, my husband changed, my boss changed. There's that lovely Zen couplet written by one of the great masters. I sometimes make an exercise out of it, but we're not going to have time to do it here. When we have these longer courses of 8 or 9 days, then we can afford that kind of luxury. The man says, "If my grumbling wife were alive tonight, I would have enjoyed the sight of the moon. If my grumbling wife had been alive tonight, how I would have enjoyed the sight of the moon." We better not go too deep into that one. Well, we always want somebody else to change so that we will feel good. But has it ever struck you that if your wife changes or your husband changes, what does that do to you? You're just as vulnerable as before. You're just as idiotic as before. You're just as asleep as before. It's you who need to change. It's you who need to take the medicine. So, there's always the feeling of, I feel good because the world is right. Wrong. The world is right because I feel good. That's what all the mystics are saying.